morning.
Hi, Dad. Good
morning.
It's so good to be here with you again. Let me pray for myself and for our hearts to receive what the Lord has for us this morning. Jesus, we want to lift you up this morning. We want you to be exalted in this place. And we ask God, just as the hymn that we sing, that you would sharpen our vision on you. Help us see you clearly this morning. Stir our faith to trust you in deeper ways. We want to draw close to you this morning. And so God, we just cast all our cares before you this morning. Everything that would distract us or weigh us down, God. And we come with empty hands to receive from you. Stir up your spirit this morning. Jesus. Jesus. We just worship you, God. And we just humbly ask that you would help us this morning. We confess once more we can't do this without you. Be with our mouth, our heart, and our ears. Help us to understand and receive from you, Jesus. We just praise you for your word. Anoint your word, the Bible. Help it to speak to us afresh today.
Amen.
Help it to be new to us today. Just help it to awaken us this morning. Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I want to speak to you this morning about locked or closed doors and renewed vision. Turn with me to John 20. John 20, verse 1. This is a familiar passage to all of us, I'm sure. The story of the empty tomb and how Mary discovered that Jesus was no longer in the tomb. She runs and gets the disciples and brings them back and shows them the empty tomb. Well, let's read the passage here. John 20, verse 1. Now on the first day of the week, Yeah.
shows an empty tomb.
把他们带回耶稣的坟墓，看见是空的。
And in verse 10 it says, then the disciples went away again to their own homes.
第十节讲到说，看完之后，两个门徒就回到自己的住处去了。
Now, of course, between verse 11 and 18,
在十一到十八节之间。
Mary stays and she sees the resurrected Christ.
玛利亚没有立刻离开，她留在那里，她就看见了复活的主。
This was the appearance of Christ at this time the disciples missed.
所以这一次门徒了错过了主耶稣显现的时候。
So they returned to their homes.
所以他们回到家中。
Now they saw the empty tomb.
他们看见了空坟墓。
They saw the grave cloth folded neatly.
他们也看到耶稣的果头附在哪里。
They have a sign and evidence that Jesus had been raised.
他们看得很清楚，主耶稣是离开了那个坟墓。
But as of yet, they had not encountered the resurrected presence of Christ.
但是他们还没有遇见复活的耶稣基督。
So they return home.
他们回到了自己的家中。
Turn with me to John 20, verse 19.
那我们一起来看这一章的第十九节。
This is, gives us an account of what the disciples do after they return home. Then the same day at evening,
就是那一天，同一天晚上,
being the first day of the week,
就是七日的第一日,
when the doors were shut,
当门都关了,
where the disciples were assembled,
门徒所在的地方,
for fear of the Jews,
因怕犹太人。
So the disciples, they go back home.
所以那些门徒呢回家了。
They shut the doors.
他们把门都关好了。
In fact, one of my commentaries says out of the original Greek.
事实上，我有一本参考书说到原文。
That they lock the doors.
这个门不只是关了，是锁起来。
Because they are afraid of the Jews.
因为他们怕犹太人。
And I'm sure afraid also of the Romans who had.Crucified Christ.
我相信他们也怕那些迫害钉死主耶稣的罗马人。
Now here we have the disciples.
现在我们有这一群的门徒。
They have a sign that Jesus has been raised.
他们亲眼看到这样的记号，证明主耶稣已经复起。
Or at least there's something going on here.
或者起码知道在主耶稣身上发生了一些事情。
But they still are very afraid.
但是他们仍然害怕。
This is an assembly not of faith.
这个聚集呢，不是出于信心的聚集。
But the disciples are assembling for fear.
他们聚在一起，因为他们害怕。
That's not the way it's supposed to be, is it?
这不是一个正常的现象，不是吗？
The saints of God assemble out of their mutual faith in Christ.
圣徒们聚集是因为我们有共同的信心。
To celebrate the goodness and the hope that is in Jesus.
一起来为着在主里的美善跟盼望来一起庆祝赞美。
But these disciples quickly retreat home, lock the doors, and assemble out of fear.
但是这些门徒做了什么？他们就跑回家，就把门锁好了，聚在一起，因为他们害怕。
There is really only two kind of assemblies, isn't there?
所以就着圣徒的聚集来说，只有两种，是吗？
Those who assemble out of faith.
有一种出于信心，我们聚在一起。
And those who huddle together to protect themselves, being moved out of fear.
另外一种聚在一起呢，是因为他们害怕。
It is the latter assembly that the disciples at this time belong to.
当时门徒的光景就是出于害怕聚在一起。
They locked the doors.
他们把门锁了。
I want to talk to us this morning about locked doors.
今天早上要与你们分享关于锁起来的门。
You know, when you lock a door, you shut somebody out, don't you?
你锁门的意思就是要把别的人事物关在门外。
You shut others out and you stay inside to hide and protect yourself.
有的时候我们将人拒绝在我们心门之外，把我们自己保护隐藏起来。
Now, of course, in the text here, it's a physical door that's being locked.
在这里呢，是一个实体的物质的门被锁。
But if we're not careful,
但是我们若不当心，
there can be doors in our lives, can't we?
这个本来是我们生命的门，不是吗？
Out of fear, we can put up walls and barriers between us and other people.
因为我们惧怕，所以我们可以叫我们与人之间筑起一道门来。
Us and other circumstances that we're unsure of and afraid of.
我相信，因为在这门之外，有些情况是我们害怕。
We must be careful of locking the doors and shutting the windows and keeping others out.
我们要很谨慎，我们当我们锁上我们的心门或心窗。
In the same day at evening. Being the first day of the week.
那日就
the doors were shut,
当门关了,
were locked,
或者是锁起来,
the disciples were assembled,
门徒聚在一起,
for fear of the Jews.
因为怕犹太人。
I think that there's probably three primary reasons that they locked the doors, they shut others out.
我相信他们锁门是有三个主要的原因。
I think the disciples at this time, before they had seen the resurrected Christ,
在这个时候呢，因为他们还没有看到主耶稣的复活。
Were experiencing having great feelings of shame.
我相信他们心中呢充满了羞耻。
Remember Peter who boldly declared that he would die for Christ?
记不记得彼得他曾经说我就是为你死我也愿意。
Yet when after Christ was taken, he denied Christ.
在当主耶稣被逮捕的时候，他否认了耶稣三次。
And almost all the other disciples, they abandoned Christ during that time.
在那一段时间里，所有其他的门徒也弃绝了耶稣。
Surely after the death and burial of Jesus, they had to be experiencing a lot of shame.
当主耶稣死了并且被埋葬之后，他们的心中一定有许多的羞耻的感觉。
When you're ashamed of something you've done, it's easy to retreat and push others out.
当你做了让你觉得羞耻的事情，我们很自然的反应就是退到隐藏自己，然后拒绝与别人交通。
Amen. Does this make sense?
这合不合理？
Let's talk about some things that create shame in our life.
我们想一想，在我们生命中有什么事情会让我们羞耻？
Willfully or purposely being disobedient to something that we know God has called us to do.
譬如说，我们自己选择而且故意的做那个神叫我们不要去做的事情。
That'll bring shame in our life.
这样会把羞耻带到我们的心中。
God says, "Go and do this."
神对我们说去做这事。
Go and say this.
去说这话,
and for one reason or another, we fail to do that.
但是呢，不知道为什么原因，我们没有顺服。
And then our conscience will bring shame.
我们的良心就叫我们觉得羞耻。
Maybe God says, "Don't do this. Stay away from this."
或者神说不要做这个事情，远离这事。
That will also bring feelings of shame.
而我们没有顺服，这也会叫我们觉得羞愧。
People try to look you in the eye and engage you and draw you in.
有人看着你，注视着你，想要把你，想要靠近你。
And we grow uncomfortable and put up walls, shut doors, and push them out.
我们觉得很不自在，所以我们就筑起一道墙，把人拒绝在这个墙之外。
Failure and defeat will bring shame.
还有一种情形叫我们觉得羞耻，就是我们的失败。
I'm not talking about willfully, disobeying God now.
现在这个失败不是讲到故意不顺服。
Maybe God has told you to do something or somebody else has asked you to do something.
也许神叫你去做某事或有人叫你做某事。
But just, you fail.
但是你失败了。你失败了。
You've tried as hard as you can.
你尽了你的能力来做。
You did everything that you knew to do.
你尽你所能的做了。
But still, you experience failure or defeat.
但是你没有做成功。
Has anybody had that experience?
有没有人这样的经验？
Amen. We all have.
我想我们大部分人都有这样的经验。
As long as we are still in this fleshly body, we experience failure.
活在肉身的里面，我们就会经历失败。
And yet, when we've done all we know to do and we've failed,
我们尽我们所能的做了，但是我们还是失败了。
People try to draw close.
人想要来靠近我们，亲近我们。
And we can experience shame and want to push them back.
但我们觉得很羞耻，所以我们就将人拒绝之外。
I believe that a lot of times in the Church of Jesus Christ, we can experience these kind of feelings.
我相信就在耶稣基督的教会里面，我们也会有这样的经历。
People thought you were going to do something.
有人以为你会做某事。
They wanted you to do something.
他们要你做。
Maybe that's a better way to put it.They expected you to do something.
有人期望你做某事。
And you tried with all your heart, but you failed.
你全心的尝试了，但是你失败了。
And the next time you see that person,
当你下次看见那个对你有期望的人的时候，
it's hard maybe to look him right in the eye.
你很难说能够直视那个人的眼睛。
And it's not because your conscience isn't clear between God and you.
并不是你对神之间你的良心有什么控告。
Just the expectations of people.
只是因为别人对你有某种程度的期望。
Can make you feel a little uncomfortable and ashamed.
会让你觉得有一点羞耻，并且不大自在。
This brings me to my third thing that can bring shame, the disapproval of others.
还有第三件事让我们会觉得啊，觉得很羞惭。
Sometimes people think they know what you ought to do. Amen.
有的时候有人觉得说他们知道你该怎么做。
They know what you should do.
他们觉得你该做什么事。
And they expect you to do it.
他们期望你能够做这样的事。
And you disappoint them.
但是呢，你却让人失望。
This can also bring shame.
这也可能让我们觉得羞愧。
Let's talk about fear.
我们谈一谈惧怕。
It's another thing that will lock the doors between us and others.
惧怕也是另外一个造成我们将我们跟人之间的那个沟通能够断绝，然后把门锁起来的原因。
I think the disciples were at this moment behind their locked doors before seeing the resurrected Christ.
这一群门徒还没有看见复活的耶稣，他们就躲在那个锁的门后面。
We're obviously experiencing, the text says, great fear.
他们很明显在经历一个很大的惧怕。
They were afraid.
他们非常害怕。
And fear has the way of paralyzing us, doesn't it?
惧怕有时候会叫我们瘫痪，不是吗？
Fear will make you think crazy things, won't it?
有时候惧怕叫我们有一些疯狂的思想。
Fear will cause you to lose your perspective.
惧怕也叫我们失去对一件事情有个正确的概念。
Fear will make you influence your decisions. It will make you make bad decisions.
惧怕也会叫我们做错误的选择，甚至是很不好的选择。
Obviously, the text says they were afraid for fear of the Jews.
在这里，门徒们因为害怕犹太人。
They figured if the Jews could crucify Christ,
他们想这群犹太人可以叫我们主耶稣钉十字架。
Certainly, the Jews would be coming for them next, right?
所以呢，我们应该是他们的下一个对象。
So I believe the disciples here were literally afraid for their physical safety.
我相信这群犹太人是为他们自身的安危非常的惧怕。
So they're carefully locking the door and pulling the drapes.
所以他们聚在一起的时候，就把那个窗帘拉起来，把门锁好。
They're not going out.
他们不要出去的。
So here, we don't see the disciples going out in the streets to perform the ministry of Jesus.
在这里你可没有看见门徒出去在街道上行神迹。
They're not going out to heal the sick or feed the hungry.
他没有出去为病人祷告，或是为饥饿的人带食物。
They're not trying to go out to share the love of Christ with the lost world.
他并没有在外面向失丧的灵魂宣扬神的爱。
Rather, they're quite the opposite.
反而相反的呢？
They're locking the door to keep the world out.
他们躲在屋子里把门锁好，所以叫世界摒除在他们的房间之外。
Because their heart is gripped with fear.
因为他们的心被惧怕给抓住了。
I also believe the disciples were not only afraid for their physical safety.
我相信门徒怕的还不仅是自身的安全。
They were very, very afraid of being alone.
他们也怕一个人。
Amen.
他们怕不是一个人。
These disciples had walked every day of the last 3.5 years of their life with Jesus Christ.
因为在这之前三年半中，他们每一天都跟主耶稣同行。
They had sat around the campfire and slept by the same fire as Jesus did.
他们与耶稣一同坐席在那个火炉边，一起吃，一起睡。
Almost every waking hour for the last 3.5 years, Jesus had been physically there with them.
有三年半之久，耶稣每一个时刻都与他们同在。
Suddenly Christ is crucified and he's taken away.
突然一下，主耶稣被钉死了，从他们身边带走了。
He's no longer there to ask advice or get instruction from.
主耶稣不在他，与他们在一起，给他们任何的指示跟带领。
Just his physical presence, to be able to see him, made the disciples feel safe, didn't it?
每一次门徒看见耶稣活生生在他身边，就给他们很大的安慰。
Now that was gone.
现在主耶稣不在了。
And they were afraid to be alone.
这些门徒很害怕。
You ever been afraid to be alone?
你怕不怕一个人？
You know, we can stand through a lot of things, can't we? If we just have, we know that we know that we know that Jesus is with us.
很多时候，我们若真知道耶稣与我们同在，我们就可以有勇气经历许多的事和环境。
These disciples were struggling.
这些门徒呢，那时候的挣扎就是这样。
I believe also the disciples were very afraid because they didn't know what to do next.
我相信他们也害怕，还有一个原因就是说，他们不晓得下一步要做什么。
The Jews were out to get them.
犹太人要抓我们。
Jesus wasn't there physically with them anymore.
主耶稣的肉身已经不与我们同在。
What would they do next?
现在我们该怎么做？
A lot of us feel pretty in control if we have a plan, don't we?
很多时候我们如果有个清楚的计划，我们就觉得我们掌控了那个环境。
We can be at rest if we have a plan, know what the next 5-10 steps are.
当我们
disciples didn't have a plan.
但那个时候门徒完全没有任何未来的计划。
They didn't know what to do next.
他们不知道下一步要做什么。
Any of you young people ever feel like that?
年轻人，你们有没有这样的感觉？
I have not known what to do next.
因为不知道下一步是什么。
You might know what somebody else tells you to do next.
也许有人告诉你下一步是什么。
But really, to know what God wants you to do next.
但是你要知道神要你下一步做什么。
And thirdly, not only did these disciples retreat within their house and lock the doors,
所以这群门徒不仅是躲在屋子里把门锁了。
Because of fear or shame,
无论他们是因为害怕还是觉得羞耻。
But also, I believe they did this because of disappointment. They thought Jesus coming to earth was going to look one way. And it turned out a totally different way. Have you ever thought you knew what God was going to do next? You're certain God promised you. Promised you that it was going to happen a certain way. It's only me that gets confused about that? You pray and you're sure that you know exactly what God is going to do next. And yet, sometimes, it can turn out very, very different. That can bring fear to your heart, can't it? That can make you uncertain what to do next. That can make you want to lock the door and hide away. Maybe you heard the Lord say, do thus and such. And it turns out it wasn't God at all. Or at least he didn't see fit to do it that way. They knew that the coming of the Messiah, of the Christ, meant that Jesus would defeat all their enemies, all their foes. So I'm sure they expected Jesus to overthrow the false religious systems and the Roman Empire with a great show of strength or revolution. And instead, God did it by dying on the cross. And that didn't make sense to their mind. So disappointment, confusion, disillusionment, broken expectations, drive the disciples back to their own little corner. And they lock all the doors and shut the windows. This is our experience. Amen? Sometimes we would like to pretend that this doesn't look like us, but this is what we look like. This is all of our experiences at one time or another. And if we're going to be able to take advantage of the disciples' example, we must be able to agree and admit, yes, this looks like me. Left to myself and my own devices, this is how I act. And if you haven't experienced this yet, just give it a little more time. Shame, fear, confusion, disappointment. Makes them lock the door. John 20:19, the second part, says Jesus came and stood in the midst. Jesus didn't use the front door to get there.
就是主耶稣是不是从前门进来的？
They had all their doors locked.
因为门都锁了，不是吗？
And they're huddled together. They're assembling for fear.
他们现在惧怕聚集在一起。
And suddenly, with all the doors shut, Jesus appears in their midst.
当所有门窗都紧闭的时候，突然耶稣出现了。
It wasn't because they were doing all the right things.
耶稣出现不是因为门徒做的是对的事。
Amen. It wasn't the disciples' great faith that drew the presence of Christ at this moment.
并不是门徒的信心把主耶稣的同在带进来。
Quite the opposite. They were fearful, right?
非常相反，他们很害怕，是吗？
Praise God for the fact that God doesn't always give us what we deserve. Amen.
赞美神，因为他给我们的常常不是
我们应得的。There are times when we are gripped with fear.
很多时候我们被惧怕给抓住了。
Shame, confusion.
被羞惭或者是迷惑给抓住。
Where we seem to be doing all the wrong things.
好像我们做的事都错了。
Not going out ministering the love of Christ.
我们没有出去宣扬神的爱。
You know, retreating and hiding.
反而我们躲在屋子里。
And yet, because of God's great love towards us,
但是因着神向着我们的爱。
He sovereignly breaks into our midst.
他以他的神人全性进入了我们当中。
Slipping right through our locked doors.
穿过了我们锁起来的。
Amen. All the little barriers. That we're using to keep others out.
很多时候我们把门锁起来，所以别人没有人能够进来。
Praise God, they don't keep God out. Amen.
感谢我们的门不能去。
They can't keep God.
我们没有办法把耶稣关在门外。
So you may feel like you're doing all the right things this morning. Praise God.
也许今天早晨你觉得说，嘿，我所有属灵的光。
But there may be
感谢主。
There may be others in this room that you know you're not doing the right thing.
但是也有人在我们当中，你自己知道你做的也许是。
You're hiding. You're locking doors.
你在躲藏，你在向谁隐藏？你把门锁起来。
You're putting up barriers to keep others out.
你向着别人是拒绝的。
Jesus still loves you.
但是主耶稣仍然爱你。
Jesus still wants to use you.
耶稣仍然要使用你。
Jesus still wants to draw close to you and reveal himself to you.
主耶稣还是要靠近你，向你显现他的。
Praise God.
赞美神。
I mean, these disciples were a mess right here, weren't they?
你看这些门徒的光景，岂不是一团糟吗？
They had denied Christ, they had abandoned Christ, they were hiding now from those who Jesus came to save.
他们拒绝了主，他们否认了主，他们弃绝了主，然后他们却怎么样？又躲在那里，而且不出去传扬神的爱，拯救灵魂。
And Jesus slips, just passes through their locked doors.
但是主耶稣穿过他们锁起来的门。
And what does he say to the disciples?
他说的是什么话呢？他向着门徒说什么？
Does he say, shame on you? Why did you deny me?
他们有人说，哎呀，你们真丢脸，居然否认我。
What are you doing, abandoning me in my time of need, right? You could have said a lot of things.
在我需要你们的时候，你们弃绝了我，你们在干什么？
But the first words out of his mouth.
但是主所说的第一句话。
Peace be unto you.
愿给你的平安。
Peace be unto you.
给你的平安。愿你的平安。
Don't let shame overwhelm you.
不要让你们的羞惭叫你们
堕落。Don't let fear overwhelm you.
不要让惧怕抓住你们。
Don't let confusion overwhelm you.
不要让迷惘抓住你们。
Don't let disappointment overwhelm you.
不要让失望淹没你
们。Peace, peace be.
愿你们平安。
Peace be unto you.
愿你们平安。
Let it abide on you.
愿平安与你们同住。
And what was Jesus saying? Say rest. It's okay. I'm here.
所以主耶稣说是没有关系的，我来了，我在这里。
That's what our Jesus is like.
Amen.
That's what our Jesus is like.
我们主耶稣就是这样的主。
Amen.
Amen.
That is good news.
这个是好消息，是福音。
Amen. If it were not for that kind of Jesus,
若不是我们有这样好的主耶稣，
none of us would be here. Amen.
没有一个人能够坐在这里。阿门吗？
Praise God that He does not give us what we deserve.
我们感谢神，他没有按照我们所当得的给我们。
Praise God that He does not give us what we have earned.
他没有给我们我们当所当得的。
It's all by His grace.
都是他的恩典。
So Jesus breaks through.
所以主耶稣破门而入，穿门而入。
He came and stood in their midst.
他站在他们当中。
And He said to them, "Peace be with you."
对他们说，愿你们平安。
John 20:20. It's kind of interesting to me. We're talking about renewed vision, right?
我们不是在讲说更新我们的意象吗？
We're talking about seeing clearly.
我们讲到说我们要看得更清楚。
We're talking about John 20:20. I think we're talking about 20/20 vision.
好像我们在讲二十二十，就是那个完
showed them his hands and his side.
他就把他的手和肋旁指给他们看。
Evidence that this was the same Jesus that died on the cross.
让他们证明说我就是那个钉十架的主。
But it's more than that, I believe.
我相信意义还不止于此。
Jesus is reaching out to them. He's inviting them, drawing them in, touch me.
主耶稣向他们发出邀请说你们来摸我。
Experience me.
来经历我，来感觉我。
Feel the warmth of my hand.
来用你的手握住我。
Touch the wound in my side.
摸我的肋旁。
Here I am.
我在这里。
This is how Jesus corrects our vision so often, amen? We get our eyes on the fear and the shame and the confusion. And you'll notice when they retreated to their house, it was when evening had come, amen? Not only is there shame, fear, and confusion, but there's darkness. There are shadows. There's not clear vision. It's not easy to see at this moment. And so Jesus wants to help them put their eyes back in the place they should be. If you have your eyes on your past failures, how you disappointed other people,
你怎么样叫人跌倒，或者叫人失败、失望？
The threats of the enemy.
或者仇敌的恐吓。
What other people might do to you.
你想到别人会对你做什么样的事。
What other people have said about you.
别人说你怎么样怎么样。
You won't, you can't see clearly.
你如果都注意这些事情的时候，你就没有办法看清楚。
If all that dark junk is what you focus on, it is impossible to see things clearly in the Christian life. Amen? This is not new stuff, is it? It's the same old message. What are you putting your eyes on? What are you setting your mind on? At the root of all spiritual warfare, the enemy tries to get us to look at the wrong things, our past failures, and the Spirit of God gets us to direct our focus on God. The battle is, where will you set your focus? Where will you set your focus? And so there are times when Jesus breaks into our life. Not because we're doing the right thing. He just sovereignly breaks through our locked doors. And he reaches out and touches us and says, experience me in a fresh way. I love the second part of verse 20. After they had saw the hand of Christ, the side of Christ, after they had touched Christ, then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Isn't that good? Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. I think I'll say it again. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord.
Amen.
Their gladness. Christ are not just some abstract sacrifice out there.
主耶稣的钉痕, 他的伤痕, 就让我们知道钉十架是一个很虚幻的事情。
The sacrifice, the wounds of Jesus communicate the Father's great love towards us.
在那里很清楚将神的爱向他们显明。
Amen? And the disciples were glad.
所以门徒就看见了主，他们就喜乐了。
That's the way it works.
事情就该这样发生，不是吗？
When we see the Lord,
当我们看见了主,
we become glad.
我们就喜乐了。
When we see the Lord, the peace of God abides on us.
当我们看见了主, 神的平安就住在我们里。
When we set our eyes on the things above and not below,
当我们将我们的眼目注视在上面的事，而不是在地上的事。
The joy comes, the peace comes, the victory comes.
喜乐、平安跟得胜就到了。
If you don't have joy this morning,
若是今天早晨你里面没有喜乐，
you got your eyes on the wrong thing.
那我想你可能注视在痛的事上。
Basic stuff. Basic stuff.
这个是很根本的。
You can't deny stuff.
叫我们不能否认它是真实。
I don't know about you, but I am in desperate need to constantly reconnect with Jesus by His Spirit.
我不知道你们怎么样，但是我个人来说，我非常迫切的需要每一个时刻与主联合在一起。
Amen. We constantly need God to invade our space and remind us that we need to touch Him. Amen.
我们一直需要主耶稣进到我们的环境中，叫我们与他再联合。
But the good news this morning is that Jesus wants to do just that.
好消息就是说，主耶稣也想这样做。
He is available this morning to touch us afresh. Regardless of what your circumstances are this morning, Jesus' invitation is the same. He says, see the wound. Come touch it.
看我的钉痕。
Draw close. The promise is sure. Draw close to God, and He will draw close to us. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
He is here. He is available. If you're discouraged, fearful, have shame and confusion,
他就在这里，若是你觉得害怕，觉得很羞惭，觉得很失望，觉得很迷惘，
His invitation is the same. Draw close.
他的邀请就是一样的。
Get your eyes on Him.
看我。
And He'll fill your heart with gladness.
他就会让你心中充满了喜悦。
Renew your hope.
将你的盼望更新，你的意向更新。
Let's take a moment just to pray a little bit. Can we do that?
Amen.
Let me just ask, is there anyone that's... You maybe not even understand all the reasons. But you've been afraid. You felt confusion, disappointment. Embarrassment, shame. You wanted to retreat and hide from other people. Maybe the saints of God in the assembly have been reaching out to you, but you've been wanting to keep your distance. You know you're supposed to live with an open heart, amen? An open hand with nothing between you and other people. But you can't escape the fact that you keep on trying to shut other people out. My invitation to you this morning is to reconnect with Jesus this morning as we pray. And get your eyes on Him and let Him speak. Can we do that? If that's you, if what I've described isn't remotely like you, or that sounds like your experience lately, can you just, where you're at, stand so we can pray for you? And this is all of our experience at one time or another. And if everybody's okay, amen. Praise God. That's good. Right?
experiences.
But if those experiences kind of sound like what you're going through, I want to give an opportunity for us to pray for you then. Well, let me pray for you, and then as I'm praying, if you want to respond so your brothers and sisters can pray for you, please do that. Take advantage. If God's drawing your heart, if God's stirring something up within you, that's a good sign that He wants to take care of it today. Amen. This is where we're supposed to get help from, the body of Christ. So if you're struggling this morning, let your brothers and sisters pray for you. Amen.
Amen.
We just need to get our eyes on Jesus. Let's pray. Lord, we know that it's not by our might or by our strength. We can't reach in and change people's hearts, God. But we know, God, that's exactly what your Spirit does. And so, God, if there's any brothers or sisters here struggling, with shame or confusion or rejection, God. Sense of failure. Sensing disapproval. Whatever the case may be, if they're just hiding, if they're keeping others out, God, we just ask that you would just reveal yourself in a fresh way. Reveal yourself in a fresh way. Okay. Just stand up, everybody, with me. Just reveal yourself in a fresh way, Jesus. Reveal yourself. Let's just take a moment to pray. Just right together. Reveal yourself in a fresh way. Reveal yourself in a fresh way. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We cry out to you, God. Jesus, we ask you to lift the heavy burdens. Jesus, remove everything that would crush us and weigh us down. We cast all our cares on you because you care for us, God. God, just sovereignly break through every locked door of our life,
God.
Slip in and touch our hearts,
Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus. All we need you, Jesus.
Yes.
We just wait on you, God. You're so good. So good.
There's
no one like you, Jesus. No one loves us like you. No one cares for us. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you for your great love. Rescue, God, those who need to be rescued this
morning.
God, just lift them up. Lift them up. Lift them up in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. Just speak the word, God. Peace be unto you. Remove every barrier between us and you, God. Every barrier. Again, if there are those who story of the disciples feels very familiar to what you're experiencing. I just invite you. Maybe just walk up here and we can pray for you. Just bring it. I'm not going to push it or belabor it. We're not trying to make anything happen.
邀请你到前面。
That we want to give an opportunity for God to minister.
我们不能应许会发生什么事，但是我们希望给神一个机会来帮助你。
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，我们用热烈的掌声，谢谢我们亲爱的 Smith 弟兄来给我们的帮助。